We've previously explained how that underlying field of pure awareness manifests at some point as the five elements, which are really like fields of energy and information that are present everywhere in everything in various combinations. Now, Ayurveda simplifies the play of the elements in the three organizing principles it calls the doshas. Dosha literally means imbalance or impurity. If you can imagine that that silent, pure spirit, that silent field of pure awareness is like a perfectly still lake. When it starts manifesting as the universe, it's as if the lake is stirred into movement, waves, and all the waves of energy vibrating. So it's like an imbalance. So we can understand how the sages have used the word dosha to describe these three organizing principles that are, again, present everywhere in all things. So the subtlest of the elements, the space and their elements, combine to create what is called vata, vata dosha, vata, V-A-T-A. The fire element combines with the support of the water element to form pitta dosha, pitta, P-I-T-T-A. And the water element with the support of the earth element combine to form kapha dosha. So if we can tune in and get a sense of the elements, then we'll recognize the elements in the three doshas. When we're born, we all are born with a unique combination of these three doshas, vata, pitta, kapha. Some of us may be born with quite a significant dominance of vata. So let's say that approximately 50% of our mind-body is dominated by the vata dosha, and maybe 30% pitta, 20% kapha, then we might be considered to be a vata mind-body type. That's our nature at birth, and although everyone is unique, there's a unique pattern of the combination of the elements and the three doshas. There are general categories of mind-body types. In fact, we could say there are 10 general types. Someone who's predominantly vata, we call a vata type. Someone predominantly pitta, a pitta type. Someone who's predominantly kapha, a kapha type. But we could have someone who is vata dominant, but pitta secondary, and we call them a vata pitta type. Someone could be pitta dominant, vata secondary, a pitta vata type. Someone could be vata dominant, kapha secondary. Or someone could be pitta dominant, kapha secondary. And then we have the kapha combinations. You could be kapha dominant, vata secondary, kapha dominant, pitta secondary. That gives us 9 combinations. And the last combination is if you had a reasonably equal balance of the three, vata, pitta, and kapha. And in that case, you'd be called a tridosha person. Tridosha, the three are reasonably in balance. So there are categories, you say, that describe general mind-body types, but remember, everyone is unique. So we all have a unique combination at our birth, and if we go through different life experiences, disappointments, hurts, we again go through lifestyle changes and we get out of balance, then what we call the state of current imbalance is a vikriti. what our nature is prakriti. So what our nature is at birth is prakriti, but our current imbalance we call vikriti. Prakriti, P-R-A-K-R-I-T-I, literally means our nature. And vikriti is V-I-K-R-I-T-I, our current situation, our current imbalance. And I've used this metaphor before, that life is very much a dynamic experience. It's like driving your vehicle. So if you're driving a car on the road, you're always required to adjust the steering wheel a little. Even if you're on a straight road, there's some subtle adjustment. But when we are on winding roads, we need to adjust much more. And of course, in different conditions, we need to be very careful on how we adjust the steering to stay on track, to stay really where we're wanting to be heading and on track. And it's very much the same with our body and mind. Life is dynamic, and there are constant changes taking place in the environment. You might have the experience in summer. It's predominantly a period of great heat. So fire element is strong. Pitta dosha is very strong. But we could have an experience where there's a sudden change of weather. Sudden change means vata. Vata is always associated with movement. And that sudden change, it might be a sudden cool change. So it's going to bring an increase in vata, the suddenness of the change, as well as the cold. Because vata has the quality of cold. And vata is always associated with moving. So we're constantly exposed to so many different factors that are shaping our balance. And it ranges from everything we ingest, everything we eat, everything we drink, not only what goes into our system, but how we are when we're digesting it. So, you know, if you're eating on the run, then you're not going to be digesting very well for a start, but it will create vata imbalance. If you're very inactive, it's going to increase kapha. So we understand that each one of us is highly likely to be getting out of balance as we go through life. And of course, there can be chronic imbalance. So someone can end up even appearing to be very different to their birth nature, their birth prakriti. I recall coaching a woman once who was by nature was a kapha pitta type person. Kapha was dominant, pitta was secondary. But she was in a relationship, a partner that she'd been with for 10 years, and they ran a business together, and he was a very pitta guy, and he had a vata imbalance as well. So he had a pitta and vata imbalance. And because they lived and they worked together, she lost herself in that relationship. And what she ended up feeling in her life was she thought she was vata by nature. And really, you know, most people, if they talked to her, would have thought she was vata pitta. And it was just that association with someone, her in a way that she lost herself and the lifestyle they led, she got way, way out of balance. But of course, when she made big changes in her life and regained herself, she was much more what you'd expect of someone who was kapha dominant and pitta secondary. So much more relaxed, easygoing, and, you know, really enjoying life thoroughly. So when we come back to the analogy that life's like driving, we're always needing to be on track, to come back, to make sure we regain balance. So assume that if you're not alert, you will get out of balance. And it's natural to get out of balance, but as you get wiser and more tuned into your body, you're taking preventative action to avoid getting significantly out of balance. You're minimizing imbalance, and you're developing the ability to quickly restore balance when you recognize that some is arising. So the most healthy people have this skillfulness. But because life is so dynamic, assume that you always have to be alert. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to be alert, and you have to adapt and adjust to all the changes. Let's just see if we can understand the doshas in a little bit more depth. So vata, which is a combination of the space and air elements, it has some particular attributes or qualities we call gunas. Vata is dry, it's moving, it's cold, it's light, changeable, subtle, it's rough and it's quick. And it's very much the dosha that is responsible for movement. Dosha moves life. In fact, when we think of vata, we can think of prana. And the sub-vatas, the five sub-vatas, are actually the five sub-pranas. If you're not familiar with this, you'll learn more about this as you go along. So vata governs all movement in the body. It governs the functions of the nervous system. It governs movement in every possible way. And we can have too much or too little vata. So if vata gets excessive, and because it's cold and dry and moving, if you're exposed to a very changeable, strong wind, that will definitely increase vata. And anyone who is already a little bit out of balance, they've got a little too much vata, will find that they will feel quite uncomfortable in that strong, changing, cold wind. Even someone who's reasonably in balance will notice they'll feel the increase in vata. And the natural thing, of course, is to do the opposite. We want to get warm, we want to be protected from the wind, and we want to, you know, often inside instead of outside. Now, pitta is the combination of the fire element, so fire element with the support of the water element. So some of the qualities of pitta, of course, it's hot, it's sharp, it's light. Now it has the qualities of the water element. It's moist, it's slightly oily, it's sour smelling, and it's fluid. These are qualities of pitta. If we have too much pitta, then we'll feel too much heat. We can feel quite sharp and direct and critical in our speech. And in fact, someone who's got too much pitta, their body odor will be quite strong and not so pleasant. Kapha is the combination of the water element with the support of the earth element. So the qualities we see in kapha, it's heavy, like the earth element, it's cold, it's oily, sweet, and soft, and smooth, like the water element. It's steady, slow. These are the qualities, of course, very much earth. And it's also oily and sticky. So these qualities of kapha, wherever we experience these qualities, we recognize kapha is present. And if there's too much kapha, then we'll just feel so heavy. We can, of course, be cold. We can just be so slow. not doing much, and we can get very dull. These are all some of the qualities of kapha. So when there's too much kapha, an excess of kapha, we need to activate more pitta and vata. They will reduce kapha. If we have too much vata, what we need is we need to increase kapha and pitta. And if we have too much pitta, we need to increase kapha and vata. So this is how we do it. We're always seeking to balance. Ayurveda is a science of balance. How can we reconnect and regain our balance? So when we experience any of these qualities, we'll recognize the signs of that dosha. Some of you will recognize times when you get cold hands, cold feet, and you really don't feel comfortable when it gets cold. As people get older, vata increases in their life, and they will find that they're more sensitive to the cold. Whenever there's too much movement, vata gets out of balance, because vata is all about movement. And when there's a strong vata imbalance, too much vata, the mind will be moving way too much in a very unproductive way. A good image of strong vata is if you're putting the washing on the line on a windy day and it's cold and dry and changeable. The weather or the wind is changing directions. So it's very drying for the washing, and that's the great benefit of it. But it's going to, it's going to create discomfort for anyone who already has too much vata in their system. So vata is also quick. So when someone has lots of vata in their mind, they're very quick, and they can be very quick to change. It's dry, so when vata gets out of balance with too much vata, we can feel dryness the skin. We can definitely feel dryness internally too, constipation. And that'll lead to the roughness of skin. Pitta, it's, remember, predominantly fire element supported by the water, so it's hot. So anytime there's heat, pitta is very active. And heat can be there on the physical level, as well as hot emotions, so frustration, impatience, irritability, annoyance, anger. These are all emotions where there's a lot of fire element. Sharpness, so the quality of sharpness in pitta can give a tremendous capacity for a discerning mind. We say a razor-like mind is someone who's got lots of very focused balance, pitta, but it can also manifest as very sharp speech, being too direct, and that intensity that comes, that sharpness, that intensity of passion, that intensity in the body too. So, and when someone has too much intensity and the stomach is too acidic, we can suffer from ulcers. Pitta is also moist. People who have quite a lot of pitta often perspire a lot. And, of course, if they've got a particular chronic pitta imbalance, it'll give rise to unpleasant odors, so body odor and the breath not so nice. Kapha, it's composed of, remember, heavy. So anytime you feel heavy, you know, you may have overeaten or you're not exercising enough and you just feel heavy in your body. This is too much of the kapha. It's also got the quality of sweetness, which is something, of course, we recognize in our food, but in temperament. So when you come across someone with very sweet temperament, we can recognize this is very much a water quality element in the way someone's personality expresses. But of course, too much sugar in our food will increase our kapha greatly. Kapha is also steady, and this is a great quality, reliable. So wherever there's experience of steadiness, constancy, kapha is present. It's also soft. That softness, again, the water element expressing softness in everything from our looks, our eyes, our easygoing manner and nature, and it's slow. So when you see someone who's got a lot of kapha in their nature, they usually speak more slowly, they eat more slowly. Lots of things they do more slowly. They take life much more slowly. Just to get us a clearer sense of the three doshas in our bodies, our minds, and in the environment around us, we can just think that vata, people in their body, they're much lighter and they've got more irregularity in their body shape. Perhaps it could be everything from the teeth to just the hands and feet. Not just irregular, but often the veins are a little easier to see. They protrude a little more. And all the qualities of vata, when it's in balance, someone who's very vata and in balance, they're people who are vivacious, creative, alive. They bring that sense of aliveness and freshness to things. They don't sustain energy so much, though. The energy can come in bursts. They can be very enthusiastic, but can tire easily. But when vata gets out of balance, they can suffer from all the conditions of dryness and nerviness, worry, everything from constipation to nervous conditions are very much vata-based, insomnia, all of these things, irritated, I should say, irregular kind of hunger and people getting excited and changing their mood. Some of the states of mind when vata gets out of balance, predominantly worry and fear, anxiety, for example, confusion, indecision, and when it gets right out of balance, strong disconnection. In the environment, if we think of the weather, strong vata weather, anytime it's cold, it's very dry, anytime it's cold and windy, anytime there's sudden changes in the weather, vata is very strong. Remember, vata governs movement. Irregular weather patterns, vata is very strong. When we think of pitta, and pitta is very focused energy because of that fire element. In the body, pitta expresses more of a medium build. And people who have more pitta, strong hunger and thirst, they have strong digestion. They don't usually like the hot weather as much, unless they're determined to like it. Someone who's very pitta, they're very determined, so they could make a decision to live a very relaxed life, and they're so determined on that, they will live a relaxed life. They could look like a kapha type of person, But it's their pitta that just is so strong and determined. On the level of the mind, they've got very good intellects. They're often very clear in their speech, quite precise. They don't like missing meals. They can get very impatient, irritable, frustrated and angry. And some of the issues that come, so imbalance, often leadership and focus, determination, out of balance, can be controlling, over-focused, too serious, pushy, and can get even dictatorial if it's very strong, holding on to patterns of thought that don't help, so very judgmental, critical, and righteous, as in self-righteous, thinking they're right and others are wrong. These are all very pitta imbalance, too much pitta. On the level of the weather, whenever you have intense heat, pitta is very present. Kapha, when we think of kapha, in the body it governs structure. So whereas vata governs movement and pitta really transformative processes, the metabolism, digestion, as well as perception, these are all very much pitta. But kapha is to do with the structure of the body. And whenever you see someone with a solid, powerful build and great physical strength and endurance, these are strong signs of kapha. Kapha is steady, so they're steady as you go. In a work team, these are the people who will finish projects, they'll stay with things. Not super quick, they're slow. They can be quite tranquil, graceful, and they're more easygoing. The qualities of kapha are very very attractive in many ways, forgiving and tolerant people, often very affectionate. They are very sensual. They enjoy the senses and the physical world. Kapha gets out of balance on the level of the mind and body. Then basically, physically, we just stop acting. We just stop doing. So it's inactivity and getting overweight, and on a mental level, just not trying anything new, just stuck in our ways, sentimental and just stuck in unhelpful patterns, not open to change, too attached to things, definitely, and just living in a very insular world. This is some of the characteristics of kapha when it gets out of balance. On the level of the mind, we can see the problems that it creates. As far as weather, where we see kapha, whenever there's high moisture content in the air, and it's cold and wet, it's very kapha, because these are qualities of kapha. When it's very humid but it's cooler, kapha is very strong, and so often people will notice that. Kapha is concentrated in the chest area, and so people's lungs can often play up in those conditions. Pitta's seat is in the small intestine, and Vata's primary domain is in the colon. So these are central areas where kapha dominates, pitta dominates and vata dominate, chest, small intestine and colon. But it's not confined to those areas, of course. Vata is very present in the skin, and so that means all over the body, soles of the feet, ears, head, these are very strong sites of Vata. whatever our doshic type, whatever the nature of our the combination of the three doshas in our nature, it's usually vata dosha that initiates the imbalance. And the vata is very quick, it's subtle, it's the air and space elements that come together to create vata. So generally imbalance starts with a vata imbalance, some sudden change. You might just hear some news and it just shocks you and creates some big shift in your mental state. That's immediately creating a big vata imbalance. Or you might get cold because you're not adequately dressed, and you immediately experience a vata imbalance. So there are different ways that we could create a vata imbalance. Someone could get anxious, and that's a vata imbalance. But if they're much more pitta in their nature, then the anxiety will activate the fire element, and that fire element will come out. They could be very angry, critical, as part of their anxiety. So even though vata is the dosha that gets out of balance first, whatever is the dominant balance, the dominant dosha in our nature, will generally be the one that is triggered. So, if you're kapha by nature and you get a vata imbalance, it'll often throw your kapha out. If you're very pitta in nature, the vata imbalance will normally throw your pitta out. So you'll have an imbalance which is a vata pitta imbalance. So one of the great gifts, of course, is having a regular rhythm in your life, getting good regular rest, keeping vata balanced, and that's a good way to maintain the balance for the other doshas. All of us need to know how to balance all three, because we could have an imbalance of any of them at any time. However, what you'll notice in the modern world is that overwhelmingly vata is out of balance, and it'll throw pitta out of balance, and it can also throw kapha out of balance. So we need to know how to balance them all. If you know you're much more kapha by nature, then of course you have to work with kapha imbalance on a regular basis. But generally, a vata change will be what initiates a kapha imbalance. I'd invite you to become more familiar with the characteristics of the three doshas, how they look when they're in balance, how they look when they're out of balance. It's very useful to do the mind-body type questionnaire, and even as you go through, you'll get a sense of the three doshas, how they manifest in different ways in so many facets of our life. If you're a little confused and not quite sure how to respond to different questions, that's usually an indication that there's a bit of a vata imbalance there already. You might find it useful to look at the materials on diet for vata, pitta and kapha, as well as behavioural suggestions to bring about a shift in vata, pitta or kapha. Just remember, life is dynamic, and Ayurveda's aim is to cultivate balance. And at the very depth of Ayurveda is to create a state of such perfect balance that we're able to be open to that deep inner silent level of pure awareness, maintain that deep center as we move through all the dynamic experiences of life. So Ayurveda at a deeper level is designed to create the optimal state of health and well-being. It's always been a part of the worldview that underlies yoga. And so all the great yoga masters through time had that understanding of Ayurveda. And of course, it helps us understand individual need. It helps us understand how people are in relationship with each other, because always we're understanding the five elements and the three doshas in relationship. So I hope you enjoy your journey of discovery with Ayurveda. It can be extremely rewarding and help you in so many practical ways to bring health, balance and vitality to your own life, but also to help others around you bring more balance. Namaste.